name is Kenny, and welcome to the Environmental Show. Today we will be talking about acid rain. Today, to help learn about acid rain, Carter will be sharing his information about it. Here he comes now.
Hey, Kenny.
Hey, Carter. To start it off, can you please tell us what is acid rain?
Well, Kenny, acid rain is formed when sulfur dioxide, nitrogen dioxide, air, and water mix. It then goes into the clouds, so when it rains, the mixture gets injected into the rain.
Whoa. Now tell me, where does sulfur dioxide and nitrogen oxide come from?
These gases are released into the air by fossil fuel power plants.
What does acid rain do to the environment?
So, when the acid rain reaches the earth, it soaks into the soil and bodies of water, making them uninhabitable. In fact, the pH of acid rain is a 4, which most fish can't survive pH below 5.
Acid rain also affects limestone and marble buildings like monuments by damaging them and destroying them.
Fascinating. Is there anything else it does to our environment?
Actually, yes. When the acid rain reaches the trees, it washes away a protective layer of film on the leaves that stunts the growth of those trees.
Cool. Where does acid rain usually occur?
Acid rain, most of the time, happens in populated cities and countries like New York and India.
Can we as people be harmed by acid rain?
Yes, we can. In 1984, acid rain killed 50,000 people in the US and Canada.
Whoa, is there anything we could do to help?
You can help simply by using less fossil fuels, like motor vehicles, and use other sources of energy, like solar and wind powered.
I'll take that into consideration. But thank you for coming and sharing all your knowledge about acid rain.
You're welcome. I was glad to be on your fantastic show.
Well, I had a lot of fun. Thank you for coming, and bye. Catch me later on the next episode of my fantastic show that Carter said, The Environmental Show.
You know, man.